Bus.
Let's go, Sheriff Labrador!
The Two Billionaires, Part 2.
Sheriff Labrador, this is Little Gray Rabbit. My friend, Little Raccoon, he's missing!
At the Forestville Police Department, Sheriff Labrador received an emergency call right at the end of the day.
What? Little Gray Rabbit!
Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman quickly arrived at the movie theater following the address Little Gray Rabbit provided.
Sheriff Labrador, I'm so glad you're here!
Little Gray Rabbit rushed over immediately at the sight of Sheriff Labrador.
Little Gray Rabbit, it's okay now. Please, tell me what happened.
Okay, today I met up with Little Raccoon to see a movie. When I got to the cinema, I didn't see him, so I called him. Little Raccoon said he had gotten off the bus and would be here soon. So I waited and waited and waited. The movie was over, and he still hadn't shown up.
Little Gray Rabbit wiped away her tears. Then she continued weeping.
Then I hurried to Little Raccoon's house to look for him, but none of his neighbors had seen him return home. Then I ran back to the theater, but I still couldn't find Little Raccoon, so I called the police. Sheriff Labrador, did something bad happen to him?
Don't worry. Leave it to me,
Sheriff Labrador responded, consolingly patting Little Gray Rabbit on the shoulder.
Come on, Dobie. Let's check out the nearby bus stop.
Hey, now, roger that!
Excuse me, have you seen a raccoon? He's about yay high.
No, I haven't seen him.
Excuse me, have you seen a raccoon?
No, I haven't.
Sheriff Labrador, Officer Doberman, and Little Gray Rabbit asked if anyone near the bus stop had seen Little Raccoon, but they found nothing.
Little car, time to fix.
Are you guys looking for Little Raccoon? I saw him today around noon.
Yeah. I can fix the car.
Suddenly, they heard a loud, booming voice coming from a nearby garage. They hurried over.
Little car, time to fix. I can fix the car, yeah.
They saw a strapping black horse repairing a car while singing, her head wagging rhythmically.
Hey now, Miss Horsewheel, did I just hear you say you saw a little raccoon around noon?
I'll be right here if you need me.
Miss Horsewheel stopped her work and pointed her finger at a large tree.
Yep, right over there. At noon today, I saw him walk there and get into a van.
Get into a van?
Sheriff Labrador frowned with a faint sense of foreboding.
Maybe Little Raccoon couldn't find his way and asked for a ride to the cinema? But it's so close to the cinema here that there's no need for a ride. Well, if he had gotten a ride, he would have been at the cinema by now.
Hey now, maybe some bad guys kidnapped him.
What? Kidnapped?
Miss Horsewheel, did you get a look at the driver?
Oh, the driver. Well, I didn't see what the animal looked like, but he was very uncivilized. He had the nerve to litter. Oh, the driver threw a big wad of paper right out the window.
Hmm? Littering. Do you remember what the van looked like?
Oh, you've come to the right person. It was an old red van. Everything on it blared but the horn.
Miss Horsewheel continued, pointing to a beat-up car parked in front of the garage.
See this car? That red van is worse than it! In my professional opinion, that van is on its last leg and will soon be in the junkyard. You won't find another red van like that in all of Forestville. You're never gonna find anyone else who can fix the van as well as I can. Oh, dear. Just talking about it is making me drool. I really want to fix that van.
Thank you, Miss Horsewheel. The information you provided will be of great help to us.
Sheriff Labrador, along with Officer Doberman and Little Gray Rabbit, immediately walked over to the tree where Little Raccoon got into the van, hoping to find a few clues.
Huh? This is...
Sheriff Labrador crouched down and picked up a crumpled newspaper from the ground.
Hey now! This must be the wad of paper that Miss Horsewheel said the driver threw from the van!
Sheriff Labrador unfolded the newspaper, which featured the headline story that Miliardo the Red Panda, the famous billionaire, had moved into Forestville. When Sheriff Labrador looked at the photo of the grayish-brown figure in the newspaper, a light flashed in his mind. He was about to take a closer look when he heard the cheers of Officer Doberman.
Hey now, Lab! I found a keychain under the tree!
That belongs to Little Raccoon!
Little Gray Rabbit said excitedly, pointing to a small raccoon pendant on the keychain.
I gave it to Little Raccoon on his birthday! Look at the raccoon pendant! I had it customized to include his photo!
Miliardo the Red Panda, Little Raccoon.
Sheriff Labrador looked at the picture of Miliardo the Red Panda in the newspaper. Then at the small raccoon pendant on the keychain. They have the same round head, same pointed ears, and same long ring tail.
Wait, I remember Miliardo the Red Panda, the famous billionaire who lives near here. Mr. Miliardo and Little Raccoon look very much alike, almost identical except for their color. Oh no, this can't be good. I think someone tried to kidnap Mr. Miliardo. They mistook Little Raccoon for Mr. Miliardo.
Huh?
What should we do now?
Don't worry. I'm gonna get Little Raccoon back.
Sheriff Labrador already had a plan in mind.
Dobie, I have an idea.